This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After campaign aide saw reports that Justice Department officials were furious, believing James Comey, FBI director, had violated longstanding guidelines advising against such actions so close to an election, Clinton and campaign officials have attacked his actions as unusual and unprecedented. Prime Minister of Iceland resigned after the anti-establishment Pirate Party capitalized on a wave of anger over corruption to come in second place in the country's election. Canada and the European Union overcame growing resistance to trade agreements and formally signed a new treaty. Despite last year's gains, the bottom 60% of households took a smaller share of the income pie than 40 years ago. Bottom 20% took in only 3.4% of all income, compared with 5.6% in the mid-1970s. Richest 5% of Americans, by contrast, have done much better, taking in about 22% of the nation's income, 6 percentage points more than they did in 1975. Hackers have scanned the election systems of at least 20 states, U.S. officials said. And now close to 40 states are working with the Department of Homeland Security to try to protect their election systems from any digital tampering. DHS is running a scan of the internet-linked state election systems to look for vulnerabilities. These reviews have established that roughly 20 states had their election systems scanned by outside groups in a way that is akin to casing out a site for a future robbery. About 300 million children in the world breathe highly toxic air, the United Nations Children's Fund says. About 220 million live in South Asia, in places where air pollution is at least six times the level that the World Health Organization considers safe. UNICEF said about 7 million deaths are linked to air pollution, 600,000 of them children under five. The UNICEF report said, citing WHO studies in 2012 and 2015. Air pollution is linked to 1 in 10 deaths of children under 5, the WHO has reported. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. Guinness Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.